Brian Jean says that he is both humbled and pleased to be re-elected as the area's provincial representative and to be appointed as the province's energy minister. He tells Lakeland this week that Albertans can soon look forward to big developments in the energy industry as well as improvements to infrastructure and healthcare. The MLA for the Fort McMurray, Lac La Biche constituency was the Minister of Jobs Economy and Northern Development before the May 29 provincial election that brought the Fort McMurray resident back with overwhelming voter support. While he no longer holds the same portfolio, and there is no longer any minister responsible directly for Northern Development, as the newly minted Minister of Energy, Jean says the term is embedded in the new job description. He says the improvement of northern regions of the province is at the top of his list of priorities. Alberta's entire energy industry, a substantial percentage of which is in the northern regions, is the strongest driver of the provincial economy. Therefore, it's better to go under the banner of energy, Jean said. Now that he has regained his position within the provincial cabinet, Jean is committed to ensuring that Alberta's energy industry continues to fire on all cylinders. As part of the provincial government's net zero approach, his department has been working alongside multinational companies from various jurisdictions to bring jobs in the petrochemical, hydrogen, and mining industries to the province, including the possibility of a facility being built soon in the Lac La Biche area. I recently spoke with constituents regarding the development of a hydrogen plant in Lac La Biche, he stated. There is a substantial demand for ammonia around the world, and by welcoming hydrogen investment, Alberta can become a major producer. But in order to get these projects going, it is imperative to get the federal government to come to the table and work with us. On the topic of northern development, Jean spoke proudly about how his department, working in conjunction with the Minister of Transportation, helped to get several highway infrastructure projects underway, including the twinning of Highway 63. That was a good investment, as Highway 63 is a busy stretch of road, with as many as 12,000 cars traveling across it daily, he stated. Health, education continue as priorities, giving precedence to so many developments, especially in a time of fiscal restraint, is never easy, but Jean acknowledged that he has taken the concerns of his constituents to the provincial legislature and is working diligently to fulfill local priorities, with healthcare being one of the most urgent ones. This government has been very active in healthcare recruitment, which includes bringing more family doctors to rural communities in a timely and efficient manner, he said. Infrastructure upgrades to schools in his district, including Lac La Biche, are also on the MLA's to-do list, along with strategies to boost tourism in the region. Right now, one of my top three priorities is to ensure that the paving of Highway 858 around the lake in Lac La Biche gets finished soon, he affirmed. Fishing is a major draw in my constituency, and the government has initiated a pilot project that would allow sport fishing on many more lakes in the region. While Jean's new energy portfolio will keep him busy, he's committed to the local communities he serves. The MLA has offices in Fort McMurray and Lac La Biche and says he is always open and accessible to residents looking for information or offering ideas. Jean has been an elected representative for the region, either in provincial or federal politics, since 2004.